Today, 130 miles off the coast of northern Spain, an aging, leaky oil tanker split in two and sank. The Prestige was carrying more than 20 million gallons of oil. Some 2 million gallons have already spilled, blackening 40 miles of Spanish coastline. If the Prestige loses its entire cargo of fuel, the spill would be nearly twice the size of the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska. Elizabeth Nash is a correspondent for the London-based newspaper The Independent, and she's covering the story from the Spanish city Coruña. Elizabeth Nash, let's start at the beginning. Do we have any better idea now of what caused this ship to split and sink?
Well, I think it was a combination of factors. The ship was old. It was 26 years old, which is pretty much obsolete for an oil tanker of this caliber. It had a single hull. Nowadays, ships nearly always have a double hull to avoid any potential ecological catastrophe. Another problem which all the European powers are now worried about is that it was very unclear who was responsible for this ship. It's registered with the Bahamas. It was carrying cargo from Latvia. It was apparently going to Gibraltar, although Britain, which is the colonial power, denies that that was the case. They say it was going to Singapore. The owners are Greek. It just seems very difficult to establish who was responsible for what basically it was, a sort of unseaworthy rust bucket carrying an extremely hazardous cargo very close to the European coast.
And after the ship did split, what happened in the way of trying to contain the damage?
Well, I mean, after it split in two and started to sink beneath the waves. Already it was well out to sea, more than 100 miles away from the coast. But it's gone down and taken most of its cargo with it. So the big worry now is what's going to happen to something like the remaining 70,000 tons of heavy sulfur-laden fuel oil that the ship has taken down with it. Experts I spoke to this afternoon who work in the Spanish city of Vigo, which is one of the ports most likely to be worst affected, say that the weather conditions are the worst possible combination, the combination of wind and current, typical for the region, typical for the time of year, would suggest that all this oil which has been sunk to the bottom of the ocean will be sucked up and swept into the coast within a matter of a week. Other specialists say that because of the depth in which it sunk and the cold and the pressure of the water, that this fuel oil, which is already heavy and very dense, could simply
congeal under the sea there.
Settle on the ocean floor, and there may be no further repercussions. But all the people on the western coasts of northern Spain and Portugal fear the worst.
And the cleanup effort on the beaches, has that been extensive already today?
Well, I was out this morning at one of the worst affected beaches, Cayón, which is a few miles west of La Coruña, the port, a major Galician fishing port. And young soldiers with their green Wellington boots and their shower capes were out there with shovels and buckets digging up this thick, like asphalt, and putting it into buckets, and they were passing it on hand over hand to containers. But, you know, fishermen who know more about the sea and the winds than anyone around these parts were looking at the sky, looking at the sea, and they were saying, with this wind, you know, we're going to get more of this stuff.
Elizabeth Nash, thank you very much. Elizabeth Nash of the Independent newspaper speaking to us from Coruña in Spain.